Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Becoming Who I Am. I am your host for this hour, for this moment in time, Diane Rosina Jones. I'm excited to be with you on this morning, just excited about life. Definitely. For I think that is as good a reason as any to rejoice, to be glad in this moment, just for simply being, for no special occasion other than being, just for having awakened this morning in peace, in joy, in bliss, in calmness, in good health, in mind, in body, and soul. Or I should say soul. I put a D on the end of soul. And so anyway, so much for that. I think actually because of the way that I feel and the way that this kind of is starting off, I do want to begin this segment with a positive affirmation. That's what I'm feeling led to do, and I believe that's what I'm going to do. So while I'm doing that, while I'm getting the positive affirmation that I want to use, I'll go ahead and open the chat room. If you want to join me in the chat room, you can. If you want to call in and listen to the show, that's 678-200-9454. Certainly, thank you for joining me, whether it be by internet, by phone, in the chat room. If you want to tweet me, you know I'm on Twitter. It's DieJones247. If you want to catch up with me on Facebook, you certainly can do that. It's Diane Rosina Jones. You can send me a friends request and post a comment on the Facebook page, or you can go to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page, post a comment there. I'll be checking on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm checking that throughout the show. You can also go to the Transforming Life Institute website, become a free subscriber or VIP member, and that way you'll be able to get the newsletters and read the blogs and comments and the community forums, all of those great things, and be able to keep up with what's going on through Transforming Life. I do want to say that hopefully, I've heard some great things back from you guys in regards to feedback in regards to the show on last week. Thank you so much for that feedback. I welcome your feedback. And, of course, we're going to continue our session in regards to intuition. And this is the foundation that's being laid as we come up on the actual workshop for February of this year. So if you go to the Transforming Life Institute webpage and click on the workshop, you'll find more information about the workshop that will start at the end of February called Tapping Into Your Intuition. It will be facilitated by myself. It is a workshop, a physical workshop, and I want to say that because we have so many e-courses and online things nowadays. This is going to be an actual workshop facilitated by me for a small group, a small intimate group of people who are eager to pursue their soul work. It's only open to 10 participants each session. The sessions will be 1 hour long each week. It is a series. However, each session is standalone, so you don't have to take part in all 12 series. But you can take just one session, and you know, that actually will help you in regards to your soul work. Or you can take part in all of the sessions by signing up to be a free subscriber at Transforming Life Institute, you'll be able to get the newsletter that's going to go out the end of this month that will let you know how to register and pay for the sessions. And guess what? The sessions are only $10 each. So one session is only $10. You can't beat that. You certainly can't. All right? So definitely, if you're interested in participating in the Tapping Into Your Intuition workshop, then by all means, be sure to sign up at Transform a Life Institute. And you'll receive that information. I am still looking for the affirmation that I'd like to share this morning. I think I'm going to start off with this meditational prayer and then an affirmation. And then we will go into the lesson for today. So the meditational prayer that I want to share, and at some point during the day, I may actually put this on. Matter of fact, I won't say some point during the day. What I will do is after the show, I'm going to put this meditational prayer on the website, the Transforming Life Institute website. I'll put it there. I will also put the positive affirmation there as well. So whenever I share a meditational prayer or a positive affirmation during the show, you will be able to find it if you go to the Transforming Life Institute website, click on Community Forum, and under Community Forum, there is a Meditation Corner. And under Meditation Corner, you'll find prayers. You'll also find positive affirmations as well as meditations. There are some really great ones already listed. So if you ever want to find, especially with meditations, I think I have a 5-minute meditation listed. I have a walking meditation that's listed. So there are some really great ones listed if you want to check those out. Okay? I think this must be one of my favorite meditational prayers because I'm looking and this one's already listed on the website. But I'm going to do this one today anyway. Okay, it's called, I've titled it, The Prayer of Transformation. Divine heart within me, who art the center of the universe, I call forth into your presence that the spirit which moves within me be moved by your eternal spirit also dwelling within me. That as I seek to transform my inner life, I realize in so doing that I work ever so close to your indwelling presence, that as I seek to make the changes within myself which I know are necessary, I feel the closeness of your presence within me, that as I pray that changes are made within myself, I direct this prayer to within myself, that in the end, the Alpha and Omega of what I am within myself will know not the difference of your presence and that of my own, that through transformation in the silence of my heart before your throne, which is the universe itself, I may declare I and my Father are as one. And that's our meditational prayer for today. And the positive affirmation that I'm going to read and then we'll go into the lesson for today is, I live confidently each day, knowing that the source of my prosperity is God, working through me and directing me. So I'll say that one more time. I live confidently each day, knowing that the source of my prosperity is God, working through me and directing me. The source is God working through me and directing me. Okay? So that's our positive affirmation for today, and that's our meditational prayer for today. And now we're going to actually just get into the lesson, which is a continuation from last week. We're talking about intuition, why we should actually listen to our intuition and not ignore our intuition anymore, and how many of us have been ignoring our intuition for a number of reasons. So really, what I really want to tap into this week is a little bit more about how our intuition really is the voice of our authentic self. It's the voice of the real you. And why we really should trust that voice. Okay? You know, I might get a bit, the conversation might flow in this lesson in a certain way where I'm going to actually probably quote some other people based upon my studies in this area. And if so, I'll actually mention them. So just kind of go with me, because I really want to give you some information that you can work from. And if you actually want to do more study in this area on your own, you certainly can do that. So now, based upon my studies, one of the things that I've learned that just has reinforced what I believe in regards to intuition is that all that any of us as human beings will ever know or discover in the future exists already in the human mind. And so then what I'm saying is that everything that we need to be, to do, to become, to manifest and materialize, all that we desire while on this journey is already contained within us. There is nothing that we need that is outside of us. It's all within us. The only thing that the only reason why we believe that things are outside of us is because we've been taught that. And we don't understand the laws of attraction. We don't understand the laws of the universe. We don't understand that who it is that we are, that when we tap into what's within us, already contained within us, that it begins to attract all that we need, the people that we need, the resources that we need. You follow me? It attracts the external things that we need to us in order to assist us in the materialization, in the manifestation of the vision, the purpose, the dream, the destiny. So since that happens, and we don't really understand that it's happening because of what's within us, we think that there's some external component to the manifestation, not understanding that the manifestation, the materialization of your dreams, your hopes, your goals are already within you. So the fact that others migrate towards you that help you to bring this to pass, the fact that the resources appear that you need in order to do it, those things are appearing, those people are coming to you because you have tapped into that which is already contained within you in order to bring the vision to pass. Okay, I know that's a bit much right at the beginning. You might have to back up and play that again, you know, at a later time. I know that's a bit much right out the gate, but that's truth. That's truth. And that works both ways. So then what that says, if I understand that everything that I will ever need to know or discover in the future. So everything that I need to know now, everything I needed to know yesterday, everything I need to know tomorrow is already contained within me. If that be the case, and when I understand that and know how to actively, consciously activate that within me, then I understand that all that I attract into my space is based upon my conscious activation. So then if I am attracting that which does not assist with my purpose, my vision, my destiny, If I attract that that does not help in the area of resources or does not bring love or peace or joy or bliss, then the first thing I have to do is look at what I am tapped into within. See, because it's all ready contained within. I know a lot of people don't even actually want to even consider that, because then that means that all the hell that you are going through, that the first place you need to look in order to rectify the situation, in order to correct the situation, in order to change the situation and transform the situation is within. So then that leaves the responsibility on us. And many of us don't want to explore this conversation of intuition and being able to tap into our authentic voice, because that leaves too much responsibility on us. Many of us have allowed religion in our relationship, or the relationship we think that we have with God, which is off track. I'm just going to have to go there. We have allowed that relationship to become that. We've become passive in the relationship. And we want God to be the aggressor. You know, passive meaning, oh, I'm just waiting on the Lord. No, you're not waiting on the Lord, because everything that God is going to do for you, to you, through you, and because of you, he already did. He waiting on you. Okay, so now if we want to break it down to Christianity, we say that Jesus already did it all on the cross. So what else are you waiting for God to do? God done already did his part, you know. And I'm saying his part just for the sake of this conversation, because we really know that in truth, in essence, God is neither male or female. God is all encompassing everything and inclusive, feminine and masculine. So with that being said, though, you're not waiting on the Lord, boo. The Lord, okay, is waiting on you, waiting for the conscious activation, for you to realize who it is that you are, for you to realize that everything that you need is already within you, for you to realize that your external life, that your external circumstances, that your friends, that your money, your finances, your relationship, your children, the cat, the dog, the way the car operating, the way the job is going, that all of it is based upon your conscious activation. Is whether you know and understand who it is that you are, what is already within you, what you are capable of, and what you have the power to control. So when we understand that, then we understand that, no, we wait for God to move. Baby, God moved already. God is moving, ing, all the time. And if you are here on this plane, in this journey, all that he is to do within you has already been done. It's done, boo. When we say some stuff, though, and there's some stuff that we say that I believe that we need to stop saying. There's this saying that many of us use as far as church folk. We'll say, God is not done with me yet. That let me go ahead and mess some folk up. That's a lie. God is done with you. God has already created you exactly the way he intended to create you, with everything that he created you with is already within. The person is not done is you, because you don't understand who it is that you are. You have not figured out how to consciously tap into and activate that which you are. You not have not figured out how to tap into the gifts and the talents, how to attract into your life based upon your most authentic voice and self. You haven't figured out how to, you see, get to the treasure that's buried deep within you. So, God is through. It's not the God not through with you. So don't keep doing stuff and being who it is that you're being and then say it's because God ain't through. God has already created all. God is not still in the midst of working. He's not still creating. He has already created. And he has given co-creative abilities to you. So now everything that is happening as a result of your life, this is what you are creating based upon what God already gave you. And most of the times is what we're creating because we have not truly tapped into and activated all that is within us. So if we already possess within us all that we will ever need to know, then the question becomes, how do we access what we already possess? And that is where intuition comes in. That's how we access all that we already possess. We are able to connect through intuition, which allows us to sense and feel with the spirit or higher part of our mind. It's tapping into the spiritual higher part of our mind and then honoring our authentic self. So according to Ernest Holmes, and many of you know, if you've read The Science of Mind, you know who Ernest Holmes is. If you have any background in metaphysics, you know who Ernest Holmes is. So according to Ernest Holmes, this is what he said in The Science of Mind. He said this, and I'm going to quote, "All illumination, inspiration, and realization must come through the self-knowing mind in order to manifest in man. Vision, intuition, and revelation proclaim themselves through man's self-knowing mind." So basically, Ernest Holmes is saying all inspiration, all illumination, so all knowledge, all inspiration, all realization first must come through self-knowing mind of man before it can manifest. So you got to actually know that you possess this thing before it can manifest. There is no haphazard manifestation. You can't accidentally manifest destiny, purpose, you see, and bliss. You don't stumble upon your destiny and it just poof, manifest, you know, like Bewitched or something like that. So we're not talking television movies and things of that nature. You have to consciously know that it's there. Let me tell you something that I heard that was profound even on yesterday. Many of you know that I, around Christmas, that one of the things for Christmas that I did was I took the 23andMe DNA test. So I took that early in December, got it back around Christmas. And many of you know that it came back where 85% of my DNA was out of West Africa. And because I'm from Virginia and my people are from Virginia, as far back as I could go, I went back into the 1800s so far, and they're from Virginia. So then because of that, and then I studied the course that the slaves took from Africa to Virginia. So what I did is I studied if slaves came from Africa and they went to Chesapeake, to Virginia, so to speak, to Jamestown area, most likely where is it that they came from Africa? So based upon the fact that my people, as it stands right now, as far back as I can go, all are from Virginia, then logically, based upon my research, that means my ancestors came from Nigeria. Now, with everything that's going on in Nigeria, people might say, oh, my God, well, that's not really a good thing to think about. But here's the deal. This is what I heard yesterday. David Aiello, and I don't know if I pronounced his last name correctly, but the guy that's playing Martin Luther King in Selma, the actor, I saw an interview that he did with Oprah, and he is from Nigeria, and this is the point that I want to make. He said that the difference between them, Nigerians, and African Americans is that even if a Nigerian is homeless and living on the streets, the Nigerian still knows that in his lineage, in his ancestry, that they were kings. He said this. And he said that even if the Nigerian is homeless and lives in the street, he still knows that he was a king, that his ancestors were kings, that he comes from a royal lineage. He still knows that despite, and so now this is where I'm going to take you into the spiritual definition of what I heard. Okay, that's all he said. But here's what I got from that, that no matter what their station in life may be, no matter what the circumstance of life may be, no matter what the external environment it may be, no matter what the financial need may be or the condition may be, that consciously being consciously aware that the Nigerian is already tapped into that conscious activation that says, no matter what my circumstance is right now, I know that I come from a lineage of royalty, that I come from ancestors who were kings. I know that I am royal. I may be broke right now, homeless right now, but I am the descendant of a king. That's deep. That's powerful. That's the conscious activation that Ernest Holmes talks about, the conscious activation that he talks about when he says that it's self-knowing. You see, that all illumination, all inspiration, all realization must come through the self-knowing mind in order to manifest in man. All vision, intuition, and revelation proclaim themselves through man's self-knowing mind. So if man does not know first and foremost in his mind, and when I say man, I mean human being, so that's male and female, if we do not know in our mind first and foremost who we are, that we are in fact royalty, that we come from descendants, we are descendants of kings and queens, and I'm not talking about race now, I mean as human beings, if you do not know, if you are not consciously aware of who you are, that all that you possess is within you, that everything that you possess within you is all that you need to be and to become, if you don't know that, then you are not going to manifest nothing. Nothing close to the vision, destiny, and purpose. You're going to manifest some stuff. You're going to manifest some trials, some tribulations, some heartache, some pain, some loss, some grief, some poverty. You're going to manifest all the opposite of what it is and who it is that you are unless you first have the self-knowing, unless you first know, you see, in self. Not if somebody else tell you or teach you. This is some stuff that, you know, that can't even be taught. I'm talking about on a level, this is a spiritual level of knowing. This is not a level of knowing based upon your position or your education or your financial status or what car you drive or based upon where you live or your name or anything like that. This is a self-knowing. This is something that's innate. And this is something that we know only through having tapped into, you see, when we have tapped into intuition and consciously activated that, then this is that knowing. This is that self-knowing that helps, that you lean on, that you depend upon when you endure external environments that are opposite of who you know yourself to be, you see? And it's that self-knowing that helps you to make it through those times, those hard times, those struggles, those trials. When we operate in our level of intuition that is connected to the Godhead, to the God mind, to our God consciousness, and we consciously activate that self-knowing, and we know that we already contain and hold within us all that we need to walk in purpose and destiny, then when there's a struggle and there's a trial, when there's a situation or a circumstance that is contrary to who it is that we know ourselves to be, then we understand that that's not permanent. We understand that's only temporary. We understand that there's a way out of that. We understand that once we tap into intuition and tap into God, that solutions will be provided. The only time that we stay locked in a situation like that is when we don't understand that we have the ability to consciously tap into our intuition, connect with God, and get the resolution of the solution or get the lesson in regards to what it is that we're going through. So Michael Beckwith also, and if you are familiar once again with metaphysics, you know who Michael Beckwith is. In his book, Spiritual Liberation, this is what he says, what I've just really already said. He says, simply put, all that is required to live up to our highest potential is already inside of us awaiting our conscious activation. Okay, so it becomes our responsibility to become consciously aware of its existence. So everything that we need to live to our highest potential is already inside of us. It's waiting on us. No, so then boo, you're not waiting for God. It's not the God not through with you and all this other kind of stuff. It's waiting. Your highest potential is waiting for you to consciously activate it. Also, there's a psychologist, Carl Jung. He even says that intuition is actually, or he said, because he's passed, the intuition is one of the four basic psychological functions, along with thinking, feeling, and sensation. The intuition should be right there with it, not separate, but there. Because intuition is innate and it cannot be destroyed. However, for many of us, because of our experiences, intuition can be ignored, just like we ignore our feelings and our sensations. So if we're born with this thing, if we're born with it, we have to understand that really it's the wise part of us that knows our purpose in this life, and it will provide a constant outflow of communication to assist us in the choices that we make during our life. That's what our intuition is. That's why it is the voice of our authentic self, because really when we tap into it and we understand that it is assistance. It helps us with the choices that we make, and those choices which would help us to live out our purpose. It's our soul connection. It's our vehicle for God to communicate with us, you know, for greater intelligence to communicate. It's the way that we find out what we need to do that helps to orchestrate the events in our life that would assist us with every problem, with achieving our highest potential, with discovering our life's purpose. Intuition is actually a very powerful tool that actually can help us heal the painful splits. This is how one author says it. I think it's Penny Pierce. She says that intuition is a powerful tool that can heal the painful split we feel between our earthly mundane selves and our divine eternal selves. So is your intuition, is your authentic voice within that when you are overcome by the mundane earthly self, that can tap into the divine, that can connect with God and help you to overcome what you are dealing with in the natural. So that's one of the roles of your intuition as well, is to help you overcome that. Because, you know, even tapping into intuition does not mean that everything is going to be right all the time. It doesn't mean that we never will have any setbacks, never have any failures, never feel any pain, never suffer any loss. It doesn't mean any of that. But it does mean that it keeps us connected to our divine selves. And when we commune with God in this way, then it helps that. And then it gives us this thing that even as the Bible says, okay, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Now, this is the key to that scripture for me. This is the definition I'm going to give you based upon that scripture. Many try and say that scripture means that it's just for those who are called according to his purpose. We all are. So no, it's not that all things work together just for a few. No, that's not really the intent. The intent is, though, all things work together, you see, based upon the fact of those who are consciously aware that they are the called according to his purpose. So it works together not because, oh, I'm called and you not. It will work for my advantage because I know I am the called. And I know it's working for my purpose. See, it's all about conscious activation. It's not about somebody got a closer connection to God than you. It's about the fact that somebody understands they connected to God. And maybe in their understanding helps them to activate that within them that helps everything to work together in their lives for their good. So a lot of the things that we put on God, like God has separated us. People teach us that we separate from God based upon our behavior. You know, like God turns his back on us when we misbehave, so to speak, like, you know, the child being punished. And we believe that. And because we believe the lie, the illusion of separation, which that is, then we, in fact, don't consciously activate our intuition and tap into our God consciousness because we believe that God is not there. God is there. God is there. Let me tell you, and I did not mean to go this direction, but let me tell you right now, I will tell you, I don't know if I've said this or when I've said this and don't really want to say this, but I'm going to say it because Spirit is telling me to say it. I am 51 years old. I will be 52 this year. I have done some things in my life that I thought I would never tell and told them all in my first book, Tragic Treasures. But I'll tell you that even in the midst of all the things that I did, and I grew up in the church, so there are things that I did that I thought I would never do. You see? But I'm going to tell you right now that even at my lowest point in my life and the things that I did them at the moment that I felt and thought that I truly, that I was stuck under the illusion that I truly was separated from God, that truly I had performed in such a way, that truly my behavior had been in such a way that truly God could not have loved me, that truly God had turned his back on me, that truly God was not there. But I will tell you this, that in the moment that I was at my lowest point, and when I say lowest point, in the moment that it was just me, a razor blade, and darkness. See, no church, no choir, no scriptures, no friends, none of that. At that moment, God stepped in and spoke to my spirit. I'm telling you right now. No, the preacher didn't speak. You know, it wasn't the prophetess, the prophet. I hadn't been to church in years. But God stepped in. So I understood at that moment that the separation was my illusion, not God's, that truly God had not left me. It was an illusion. I thought that I was separated from God. At that moment, I knew that is through intuition, humanity reaches divinity. Through intuition, God can be realized in all of his aspects because in that moment, in that time in my life, I knew that was God. I knew that was God, and I knew that God was speaking to me, through me. It wasn't an external experience. It was an internal experience. Okay, so only through intuition can we truly become the individualized expression of God that we were created to be. And that's one of the reasons why we really have to trust our intuition and be willing to tap into it, because it's only through that intuition that we become the individualized expression of who it is God created us to be. And when we are able to understand that, then it should be less fearful for us to trust what it is that we're hearing. When we understand that it's God, first of all, we understand that it's God and that it's all from a place of love, bliss, joy, and destiny, purpose. And we already discussed last week the difference, so we don't have to discuss ego as opposed to intuition and spirit, because we know ego is going to defend, ego is going to protect, ego is, fearful, ego. So then anything that is not love, that is fear, that is hatred, that is anger, that is defensive, that's ego, that's not intuition, that's not connected to God consciousness. Now, not saying that you will never do anything that will not have you fearful. You will, but when you connect to God consciousness, then you become that fear brings on courage. Courage, for me, is doing it while you're still afraid. Courage says, I'm afraid, but I'm going to do this anyway because I trust what I hear God saying and speaking into my life. Okay? So, intuitive knowledge is an illumination of the soul, whereby it beholds in the light of God those things which it pleases him to reveal to us by a direct impression of divine clearness. And I read that in a book called Divine Intuition. So intuitive knowledge is an illumination of the soul, meaning that this is information that God reveals to us. Is divine clearness, meaning that it's information that is shared in your soul, in your spirit, from God, that makes what it is that you're doing absolutely clear. Now, not clear as in, okay, here are all the steps, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but clear as in, that courage that, okay, I'm afraid to do this, but I'm going to do this. Clear as in when you hear it in your spirit and you hear it in your soul and you know that it is coming from God, then you're going to do it come hell or high water. It's clear. Oh, it's getting done. Oh, I may not know right now how it's going to get done. I may not know the source. I may not know the finances, financial end. I may not know the who, what, when, but I'm clear on the fact that it is going to come to pass. So that's the kind of clearness that they're referring to. The illumination of our soul through intuition enables us to see, and it talks about clearly again, there really is, when we talk about tapping into intuition and listening to our authentic self, there is no better benefit of becoming your authentic self, because it's really becoming the person that you always thought that you could be. It's really tapping into your full, unbridled potential, who you really are at the core of your being before your fears and beliefs, about what is possible is reined in. You know, it's your real reality. So what I mean by that is that a lot of times we don't listen to our authentic self because we have developed fears and beliefs about what's really possible. An authentic self, which is tapping into God, is always talking about the impossible. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you something. When you really know that you're tapped into your God consciousness, if your intuition is always talking to you about stuff that's possible, you need to double check that. That's most likely ego. Ego is going to play it safe. When you really know that you're really tapping into your intuitive God consciousness, is because God is always talking about the impossible. Because God is always talking about the destiny, the purpose, and living outside of the comfort zone that ego wants us to live within. Ego would have us to stay within our comfort zone, that which keeps us safe, that which makes sure we ain't going to get hurt, that which I'm not going to overextend myself, that which is not going to cause me no problems. You see, that's ego, safe right here. When you really tap into that God consciousness, and intuition connects with divinity, baby, it's going to be the impossible dream. Spirit will start to pour into you and pull out of you the dreams, the hopes, the goals, the purpose, the destiny, which seem impossible based upon most likely your present circumstances. And then truly, when the inspiration and the illumination and the vision becomes to be bigger than life, than the life that you are living, you see, then you know that you really are tapping into the authentic self, because the authentic self knows the purpose, knows the destiny, and is going to pull you out into the deep. Who's going to pull you out your comfort zone? So if you are still in your comfort zone and everything that is spoken into your spirit keeps you in your comfort zone, then most likely your ego has gotten very good at tricking you into thinking. You've been tricked, you've been bamboozled, you've been hoodwinked, baby. Because if you're still in your comfort zone, if what you're doing does not cause you any level of fear, if what you're doing does not require you to be courageous, if what you're doing, I would go so far as to say, if what you're doing doesn't make one person, at least one person, think you crazy, that still might be your ego. Because intuition tapping into God consciousness is going to pull you out into the impossible dream. I'm telling you, the impossible dream. But see, the impossible dream is really what's possible when we go beyond our fears and our beliefs. Think about it. It's really all that you are waiting already within, hiding almost within you, waiting to come forth and be discovered. And for many of us, all this within us seems totally and completely impossible based upon who it is that we're being at this moment. Because right now, many of us are living small. We live real small. We really are. So then, yes, when spirit connects with intuition and starts speaking through authentic voice based upon who it is that God created us to be, it seems mighty impossible. But know that your intuition will guide you to where you're supposed to go next. Know that that will happen. And when you tap into your authentic self, it will allow you to locate your source of brilliance. Your source of brilliance. Now, not only will it allow you to tap into your source of brilliance, which we will say, in which I will say, your source of brilliance is God. So not only will you tap into God, but you also tap, your source of brilliance is not just God, but God within you. Let me just let that soak in for a moment. So, intuition, when we connect to our God consciousness, we tap into our source of brilliance, our authentic self, which is not just God, but God within us. You see, the little G-O-D within us. Okay? Just a little. Because, well, let me give you this spiritual, this quick spiritual revelation. As God, as an energy source, as the source of all that is, you see, an energy cannot be destroyed or used up. It only changes form. I'm breaking it down in layman's terms. As God, all that I create, all that I am, has been created based upon the fact that it has energy which comes from me, the source. So even as human beings created in God's image, within me, the human being, is a bit of the energy that comes straight from God. So when I use my intuition and tap into my authentic self and hit the source of my brilliance, which is God within me, then that within me I tap into, and it allows me to change my external circumstances and situations, because that's the source of my brilliance, is the God within me, which connects me to God. You see, which connects me, all that he is. I got a little piece of who he is, and I'm using the he just to simplify. I got a little piece of who God is within me, because I can't even possibly contain no more than this. Because God is so big in regards to not just size, but universally, until I can only contain a little portion of his brilliance within me. But when I just tap into the source of that brilliance, then I can change my external circumstances. And the problem with our lives as we see them right now is that we have allowed external circumstances to direct who we are to become and who we are and who we are being, and have not tapped into the internal source of our brilliance, which once we tap into the internal source of our brilliance, it will effect and change and transform the external. So many of us are living our lives based upon and allowing the external to change and transform us, where we should allow the internal to change and transform everything else around us. But we have to tap into the source of our brilliance. We have to tap into authentic self, which is the source, the energy source, that of God within us, little G-O-D. And when we tap into the source of that brilliance, which cannot be destroyed or used up, only transformed and changed. Okay, come on now. I hope you're getting this. I got a little science. I got a little spirituality. Got it all. This is how Spirit is giving it to me. So when I tap into that energy source that I know cannot be destroyed or used up, only changed and transformed, then I can use that to change my external situation. But I have to tap into my intuition, which is my authentic authentic voice, which connects me to the God consciousness and the source of my brilliance. And then when I tap into the source of my brilliance, does my external life change? Then it changes. Because then we know who we really are. We stay true to what supports our authenticity, and life flows in regards to that. And we have moments of brilliance. See, but staying connected to our brilliance, our source, helps us each and every day to flow smoothly, to complete our goals, to pursue our purpose, to walk in our destiny, because we have consciously activated the source of our brilliance, which is within us. Not external, internal. And when we learn how to follow the source of our brilliance, it leads to success, because our intuition guides us to accomplish only those things that our soul craves and our heart's desire, and that soul craving and those heart's desires are based upon who it is that God created us to be, and our authentic self connecting with our God consciousness and following the source of brilliance. And I am going to end it right there. And next week we're going to pick up this topic some more until we understand, until we get it, until folks be like, you know what, I'm tired of hearing you talk on that talk, on that subject. Can you just let that subject go? But this week, I pray that you would in fact understand that the source of your brilliance is God within you. And that when you tap into the source of your brilliance, it changes the external around you, which is how you should live. You, and that within you, changes the external around you. And this week, walk in the conscious awareness that you have the ability within you to change, to transform, to positively affect your life and the lives of everyone else that you come in contact with, because you understand now how to tap into the source of your brilliance. I'm out of here. I thank you so much for joining me. You're greatly loved. You're precious in His sight. Namaste.